Bell Let's Talk Day on Bounce Radio.
With a focus on highlighting the supports that are available, Natalie Hake is the Director of Public Education and Crisis Services with the Canadian Mental Health Association for the Kootenays. And Natalie, we've talked about crisis line services and 988 and the people that are volunteers or that work there and the training that they go through and how prepared they are to take these calls. But on the other side of this, someone that's calling 988 or a crisis line, what can they expect to go through?
Well, the first thing I want to say to that question is that if you are interested or curious of what to expect from the crisis line, you can always call the crisis line and ask, so what do you do? What kind of supports do you provide? So that's one way of doing it. I'm just going to pull out an example of a common type of call that we receive. So we did have a caller recently who called and was looking for reasons to live. And that responder, you know, trained, empathetic, compassionate, provided that non-judgmental emotional support. And they used their skills in assessing safety and risk with that caller, instilling hope with that caller, and really focusing on reasons to live. And through the guidance of the responder, de-escalating the caller, which again, this is a very common type of call that we get on the line, the caller was able to tap into their own inner resources and remember things that they do and what they need to do when they're not feeling well. So at the end of that particular call, the caller had a plan to take care of themselves, connect with some other supports that they wanted to connect to but hadn't been, and was safe in that time.
Natalie Hake from the Canadian Mental Health Association for the Kootenays on Bounce Radio for Bell Let's Talk Day.